This is Akashwani. In the program Insights, we now bring you a discussion on financial boost to India's renewable energy expansion efforts. The participants are Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Shubhamoy, a warm welcome to Akashwani.
Thank you.
Shubhamoy, Asian Development Bank, ADB, has approved $240.5 million in loans to advance rooftop solar system installations across India, aiming to boost energy access through renewable energy sources. How is it linked to the second and third phases of the multi-tranche financing facility?
In fact, when we talk about renewable energy and wind and all that, the wind energy, surprisingly, has now exceeded coal in USA. Now that's the scale at which the renewable energy revolution, if you call it, or the industry structure is changing, that it's actually becoming now a very insignificant player in the entire energy matrix. So when you look at ADB's loan, a couple of points that strikes one is, first of all, if you look at the scale. Now, earlier when ADB or any other multilateral agency would finance renewable energy, the amounts that we would speak about, and Rajesh, I think I speak for both of us, would be in terms of double digits. Going into triple digits, $1 million, is significant because it actually shows where we are talking about. Like, for instance, the sum that you're talking about, when we talk about in terms of the money that's being spent, the reason I'm not getting into numbers is because for radio listeners, it makes sense to instead give us comparison. These are the sort of loans that comes in for traditional fuels like fossil fuels and others used to. Of course, now multilateral agencies don't get into that sphere. But what I'm saying is that this is the same sort of structure which is now happening here for renewable energy, which shows that the scale of operation of renewable energy projects have become very significant. And that is why the funding that you see. So that's my first point. The second point that I wanted to make is that this actually is a statement by ADB that when we finance projects of this sort in India, the projects are again, as they say, not only becoming viable, but they are viable without even sort of state support. Now that's a very important point to make, because it means that the projects have become, until recently, or rather at least some time ago, the idea was that renewable energy will be doing well and doing good, but they will be needing state finance to be able to come viable. Now, they are not needing the state finance. They are actually standalone on their basis. That's a significant pointer to how they will be working on.
So the multi-tranche financing facility, MMF, Solar Rooftop Investment Program, which was actually initially greenlit by ADB in 2016 and was further restructured in 2023, was primarily to encourage residential solar rooftop. How is that objective to be reached with the help of the two banks that have been selected?
All the energy programs that we have in renewable energy, one challenge that has been is that while the large scale, the grid level energy projects, whether in wind or whether in solar, they have started developing their own equations and now they can work on their own, need what is called the interstate transmission support, which has been provided by CERC. They also are broadly very, very viable on their own. In fact, as you look at the levelized tariff that has been talked about, they are actually coming at par with thermal energy. The trick was about the rooftop, because rooftop solar is difficult to sort of put into that matrix. But the challenge is this way. When we look at solar or wind projects in India, due to the geographical structure of the country, these projects have more viability, more sustenance in the western and southern part of the country. So, you know, states like Gujarat, Rajasthan, going down to Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, these are large belts where these projects have been very successful and investors are showing a lot of interest on them. In eastern India, because of lots of factors, land being one of those, the quality of the solar radiation that comes in because of lots of factors, they are not getting the large-scale solar projects. When they don't get the large-scale solar projects, then what happens? These grids, a state like Bihar, or in a state like Bengal, or in a state like Odisha, well, the problem that comes along is that they remain over-reliant on thermal. Now, if they remain over-reliant on thermal, and as we just talked, the thermal tends to be and will be costlier as we go along and when ESG factors are built in, then what means is that the states will have difficulty offering competitively priced electricity to a large swath of Indians. Remember, these states are also hugely densely packed population. What's happening is that these states essentially then are forced to import large amount of solar from the western and the southern states. And when they're importing that, the cost of that rises, because obviously it's a question of local transmission versus transmission from somewhere far away. That part plus lots of other things essentially means that these states, despite being poorer, have to pay a higher price for electricity. Now, when we are seeing electricity for all, which is a very laudable program of the government of India, then this challenge that is coming up is that the electricity prices are not moving in sync across the country. This is where rooftop solar comes in. Because solar rooftop has the ability to break this difficult equation. Essentially, that there will be projects on anybody's house, catching a bit of sun rays, taking on from any particular level of solar panels that they can deploy. If the household is lucky, they can actually export. I mean, they can push some of that into the grid, at least to the local grid.
They get incentives also.
So that is where you can see that the incentive is actually not a bad idea, because what it does is, instead of, if a state can say that, look, I have to buy in any case costly power from somewhere else, why don't I instead change the equation to produce or encourage people to take rooftop solar and turn some of that money, instead of buying it from there, instead of that, I encourage people to produce the electricity from their rooftop. This gives people the subsidy, the advantage that they are producing from their own. So to that extent, their electricity bills come down. The differential can actually be taken care of by the state. So that's why I said this rooftop solar is a very, it has started to pick up. It was a laggard for some time. And thanks to the government's efforts, now it has started to pick up. And it is now going to be something which will be very significant in the electricity mix of this country, and which is why we are talking about this particular project.
So put it in a nutshell, what Shivuma is saying is that the installing of the rooftop solar systems can improve the power distribution infrastructure by reducing technical and operational burdens, and these systems generate electricity near the point of use, reducing the necessity for long distance power transmission and associated system losses, offering enhanced energy independence and fewer disruptions in power supply. So therefore, what you said from the consumer's point of view and from the developer's point of view, it is a step in the right direction. My next question, Shivuma, to you is regarding India targeting to achieve 50% of its cumulative electric power capacity from non-fossil fuel resources, which we talked about, by the year 2030. And this is in accordance with its global carbon reduction commitments. How doable is this?
Again, these are processes. I mean, you brought out some very accurate and very correct numbers. But what I'm saying is that it is not about reaching a particular point at a particular day. It's about the cumulative effect of all of these that impacts people. So we may not be at 50% by 2030, but we would have definitely moved a long way from the position today. So it goes on considerably rising. And this rise is what starts to impact people's lives. So supposing in terms of, say, 45% and 50%, the effect has already been made considerable even by 45%. So I'm not one of those who are very stressed about reaching a particular number X or a particular number Y on a particular date or year. I'm concerned about the speed at which we are moving there and whether and how close we are to that. Because the closer we are, that means that already in the previous years, there's a considerable amount of work that has been done, say, like in the case of rooftop solar. That means there's a considerable amount of number of households which have been talked about and which have come there closer. For instance, let's look at one of the things that we have talked about, even in the rooftop solar. Even here, the states like that we talked about, the southern states, their rooftop solar is now largely concentrated there. Again, why it's happening there? Because those states have taken a lead even in the large grid installations. So the spin-off from that is also showing up in the rooftop solar. Again, coming back to eastern India, which is where a lot of work needs to be done. And as you know, our coal fields are all largely concentrated in this region. In this region, if we want the energy transition to be happening and what we call about the just energy transition, then it's necessary that the rooftop solar takes a lot of space in these states. And that will, so for instance, a community or an individual family which is dependent on coal mining, today, if it finds that its coal mining prospects may move on, but its electricity bill is actually coming down because of rooftop solar, that's a very powerful demonstration of what alternative energy structures can do and can be of help for them. So those actually then create the larger cycle for people to start believing that this can be a useful transition to them, rather than something being written about in a newspaper, in a blog article, wherever. I mean, people can actually start and feel in terms of their actual purse that, yes, this is helping me. So that word spreads, and that's important.
The Prime Minister's Surya Ghar initiative, which promotes the installation of rooftop solar systems nationwide, ADB funding will reach these objectives and support the Prime Minister's initiative as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we are talking about, for instance, in his speech from Lal Kila this year, what the Prime Minister said was that we would try to make energy prices zero, especially for those who are taking, on the rooftop solar. Now, that is a significant changeover, significant income boost for people. And again, as I said, I particularly turn to this part of the country where the density of the population is higher. And if this can be done, then this substantially changes people's life quality. And so therefore this loan from ADB, and I'm sure this is one of those which will be further and further coming along, will not only will be dependent on state support, but they will be finding their economic rationale by themselves, because these projects will find themselves financially feasible. They'll be useful in terms of the banking business, in terms of taking out loans, in terms of providing returns. They will all sort of come together. And that coming together is very useful for the economy and for the individual, as we say, the common man and woman.
Shumar, ADB will allocate $90.5 million to SBI from its Clean Technology Fund, and NABARD will receive $150 million. So how will these loans be channelized, and how will this financial support to developers and consumers across India be given?
That's exactly as you would find. Again, as I said, for people, the important part is that they get to see changes in the electricity bill. That's the most important part. And if that is visible, these are big numbers that we talked about. If it translates for the average radio listener into a clear, differentiated, discernible change in their income, then that makes for a very big, important change in their lifestyle. As we know, SBI has already been getting into the clean energy business for a long time, and one can only be sure that they will be able to help this out. NABARD has extensive connections with rural India. So together, it's a formidable combination to follow for this particular project.
On that note, Shubhamai, thank you so much for being with Akashwani.
Pleasure.
You were listening to a discussion on financial boost to India's renewable energy expansion efforts. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsgtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.